Your local newsagent, are you still going to your local newsagent? Is it still something that you enjoy walking through? Has it adapted? Has it changed to the times? Because really, we're not buying as many magazines. A lot of us perhaps now get our newspaper online or through the apps. So are news agencies changing with the times? Roger Simpson, Chief Executive of The Retail Solution, joins us on Perth Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Great to chat to you again.
You too, Roger. I'm assuming some news agents are becoming pretty savvy and realising some of those scenarios as not as many people are buying magazines and newspapers as we just said in the introduction.
Yeah, and it's been a trend. Like newspapers have been trending down for some years, and I see with one news agent, he was saying that sales of newspapers have dropped 30% over the last 10 years. So it's a trend that's happening all over the country, and they're obviously, it's been pretty much bread and butter for them, and along with magazines, they're going, okay, well, what do we do now?
And what are some of those news agencies doing, Roger?
It's quite interesting, Ollie, because they are into quite a few different things, and this is what, again, I think retailers need to look at it. How do I diversify if I'm not increasing my sales in a particular area or something's a competitor's come in and taking my market or whatever? How do I actually diversify? And we're seeing them. There's one news agent who's into art supplies, and they've become the focal point for the community and surrounding districts in art supplies. Others are into party accessories, also acting as a florist. So quite fascinating, Ollie.
It is quite fascinating getting your florist and your news agency combining forces. I mean, look, it's also, I suppose, been hurt by Australia Post, which we don't see as many post offices around either, do we, Roger? But Australia Post probably, what, about 15 years ago or now, they became quite aggressive going to a lot of the lines that you saw at a news agent, such as cards and wrapping paper. And now as well, you walk into your local news agent, you see lots of gifts.
Absolutely, yes. And I guess it's called competition, Ollie, isn't it? That they saw a market. They got people coming in to post letters and parcels, et cetera, and thinking, well, we've got customers in here. Let's diversify as well. So clever strategy. And you're right. That's actually taken some of the market share away from news agents. And
if they didn't have Lotto, though, Roger, and they didn't have scratchies, they'd probably be in a lot worse place than they are.
Absolutely, they would. Yes, yeah, and that's because again, it's been a big dragon for them, of course, and they get people coming in, and while they're queuing up, of course, if there's a big jackpot going off, they're looking around and going, oh, I need a card, or I need this, or I see this, etc. So quite clever, but also what I see, and I think it's a really good move, mm-hmm. is if news agents are becoming that sort of the community hub, so that they are offering services that maybe another retailer used to offer but doesn't offer anymore. So, and helping the community out, which I think is going to make them much more stable when things are tough.
Yeah, that is interesting. What sort of services have you seen some news agencies now offering?
So certainly, like, you know, they're doing dry cleaning, yes. They're doing visitor centre information, there's bus tickets, etc. Mm-hmm. So all those sort of ancillary things that, you know, they're not making a lot of money out of it, but again, it's getting customers to come in their door. And that's a challenge for a lot of retailers, with plenty of retailers having traffic counts that are actually reducing, Ollie.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting. Roger, thank you so much. Really appreciate your analysis on Perth Live.
Anytime, Ollie. Thanks again.